I'm not over you. Oh, I'm still crazy. I'm not over you. Oh, I'm still crazy. But I'm not over you.
Thanks for listening to your local hometown radio station. We cover the local news, broadcast the ball games, keep folks informed, and play some good old country music.
It's just that plain and simple.
This is Kansas Land Country.
You take a sip in this smoky atmosphere. You press that bottle to your lips, and I wish I was your beer. And in the small there of your back, your jeans are playing peekaboo. I'd like to see the other half of your butterfly tattoo. Hey, that gives me an idea. Let's get out of this bar, drive out into the country, and find a place to park. 'Cause I'd like to see you out in the moonlight. I'd like to kiss you way back in the sticks. Walk you through a field of wildflowers, and I'd like to check you for ticks. I know the perfect little path out in these woods I used to hunt. Don't worry, babe, I've got your back, and I've also got your front. I'd hate to waste a night like this. I'll keep you safe, you wait and see. The only thing allowed to crawl all over you when we get there is me. You know every guy in here tonight would like to take you home, but I've got way more class than them, babe. That ain't what I want.
Staying at home. daddy's got something worth keeping. And if daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking. Well, daddy used to go out every night with his friends, and mama stayed home taking care of the kid. Daddy didn't mind the way it was arranged. To his way of thinking, it didn't seem strange. Then one night, mama met him at the door, cause the key in his hand didn't work anymore. Mama said more than the locks have changed, there's a new set of rules for this old game. Yeah, daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking. No more staying out.
Living in the promised land. are made of steel. The prayer of every man is to know how freedom feels. There is a winding across the shifting sand, and room for everyone
living in the promised land.
Room for everyone
living in the promised land.
Hi everyone, I'm Scott Steffes, and I want to tell you about an exciting membership drive promotion for our 501c3 Family Fitness Center. For a limited time, the Netawaka Family Fitness Center is offering a sensational promotion. Between having a huge heated pool, a tumbling area for kids, and a wide variety of fitness equipment, just to name a few, we provide a friendly atmosphere of community belonging you'd be hard-pressed to find anywhere else. When you purchase a six-month membership of any type, you'll receive one free additional month. Purchase 12 months of any type membership and receive three, yes, count them, one, two, three free additional months. This promotion also makes for great gift certificate presents for the loved ones on your list. Please stop in and see us today or give us a call at 785-933-2616. Again, that's 785-933-2616 to take advantage of this sensational offer from the gem of all gems, the Netawaka Family Fitness Center.
Listen each Sunday for the Northridge Church of Seneca broadcast of their services at about 10 a.m. here on 92.1 FM. Every Sunday morning at 10, the weekly broadcast from Northridge Church in Seneca, right here on KMZA.
What's better than one win? Three wins. With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit StraightTalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
No.
Okay. Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right. Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay. No worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Here is another Candleland Community Calendar item powered by JBN Telephone Company.
The Soldier Volunteer Fire Department will hold a soup supper on Saturday, January 11th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Soldier Fire Station. They'll serve a variety of soups, dine in or carry out. There will also be a gun raffle. Call Conrad at 785-364-8340 for more information.
Here's your Kansaland Radio listening area forecast. Lows dip down to about 12 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for mixed precipitation. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 33, overcast skies. Slight chance for mixed precipitation. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 26. Partly cloudy Sunday with a high of 32, 23 Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
Serving Northeast Kansas, local news.
These are your latest hourly headlines, powered by MSCNews.net. I'm Greg Vermont.
Local sports.
10-5 touchdown!
And local weather.
Here's your Kansaland Radio listening area forecast.
The station you rely on, 92.1 KMZA.
Matter. love is near, just as if it were true. How much more damage now, honestly, could one tender life do when we fall? Are we wrong to try to fight off the truth with a tender lie? Say you're gonna come back to me, and I'll believe that it's true. How much more damage
unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS? This is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-896-8155. 800-896-8155. 800-896-8155.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Awesome.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Awesome.
Listen up.
92.1 KMZA.
The place for everything local. Kansaland Radio. 92.1 KMZA. Seneca.
It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Coming live here for you, courtside, Crittenden Prophet, Troy Prophet off to my right. Kirk Hillman back in studio. You're locked into 92.1 KMZA today. It's the Clifton Clyde Eagles flying in here to the Frankfurt Wildcats home gym, and this is going to be a big-time matchup. We got three ranked teams here today in the state of Kansas. First off, here at the girls' game up and coming, the Clifton Clyde Eagles, who are ranked number four in Class 1A Division I. They've taken down some big teams, Chase County, Rock Creek, Sacred Heart, Arrington, and Council Grove. Unfortunately, they got their first loss of the season against Centralia. That was the last game they played. They lost 64-35, but now Clifton Clyde, of course, looking to turn the tables here and pick up another win on the season to try to improve to 7-1. For the Frankfurt girls, the Wildcat girls, they are 4-3 on the season, coming off their first ever state title year. We just called the Wildcats last week in that game. They took a loss to Hanover, 55-25, a brutal loss, but one that they can learn from and get better from. And, of course, a couple more ranked teams on the night as we get going. The Clifton Clyde Eagle boys are ranked number 10, taking on the Frankfurt Wildcats, who are right now currently ranked number 9. So a lot of big matchups here tonight. A lot on the line to play for the TVL tournament right on the horizon. And before we get set up on the way for that, in just a week and a half, we get set here for some more TVL league play. Both these teams coming on to, for Clifton Clyde, they are right now playing their second ever TVL game, as they have played only Centralia Frankfurt. They have played back-to-back TVL games up to this point, playing both Onega and Hanover. We'll have more girls preview in just a little bit. Stay locked in here. 92.1 KMZ. Up next, we'll have the girls preview. Again, it's the Clifton Clyde Lady Eagles taking on the Frankfurt Lady Wildcats. The Lady Eagles head coach by Kieran Wirtz is their 12th season. And Brian Ebert, who right now comes off the, who just got announced actually earlier on in this week as the coach of the year. He was given Coach of the Year, named from the NFHS Coaches Association, the National Coach of the Year. So we congratulate Brian Ebert in his achievement, of course, getting the first ever state title ever in Lady Wildcats history in last season. So congrats on his honor. Just one of the 40th Kansans to ever earn the honor at the national level. We'll talk more about it coming up in just a couple minutes. Stay locked in here to 92.1 KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, DON of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to
noon.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're locked in here to 92.1 KMZA. We had a postponement on Tuesday. We were supposed to have Sabetha and Iman Central that day. Unfortunately, could not. But today, fortunate enough for the weather being a little nice to us and allowing us to have a broadcast here today. The Clifton Clyde Eagles once again flying in here to Frankfort Wildcats. This is going to be a big game tonight, not only for the girls, but also for the boys. So stay tuned for both these games. So let's dive straight into the girls matchup here to start off against the Clifton Clyde Eagles on the season 6-1 for the Frankfort Wildcats. Right now on the season 4-3, a game above 500 with the head coach Brian Ebert. Again, he won at the national level, National Coach of the Year from Kansas, just one of 40 coaches all time to receive that honor, getting the girls' head coach of the year. So what an incredible accomplishment for him. He's been an amazing coach last season and in his tenure. Again, last season was an amazing year. 22-3 overall, 9-2 in league, with only the losses coming to Hanover. Oh, excuse me, reading the The Hanover and then of course Centralia. So again, this is just a team that has been utterly dominant on all times the front. But this year, they have lost a lot. They have lost a lot of starters. So they come into this year with only two starters and six letter winners. They had six people graduate, amongst them Emma Hardwick, Sydney Webb, and then also Haiti Gross, who is a first-team All-State player who right now plays at Benedictine College. So, again, this is a team that's trying to refresh, a little bit of a rebuild. They got a lot of players to rebuild with, a lot of big-time players. Orlai Loizo, who we saw her last week, have a great game. Unfortunately, again, that loss against Hanover is still 55-25, kind of the harshest loss of the year, but one to learn from for Frankfort. They haven't played a game since that day. They had two postponements, actually. They had multiple postponements, and they will look to make up those games later on in the season. Same thing here with Clifton Clyde. They had a Valley Heights game postponed that was supposed to be played on Tuesday. That will be marked up to February the 13th. Clifton Clyde upcoming schedule, just Blue Valley, then CDL Tournament, Frankfort Wildcats. They have a couple upcoming teams. They got two more teams upcoming, the Dolphin West and the Valley Heights remix for them. They will play Valley Heights next week on Thursday. And then after that is the CDL Tournament. And then also the other game I mentioned that was supposed to be played on Tuesday against Axel. That one gets moved to February 17th again. So let's keep talking here about this girls' lineup as we get started here with the starting lineup in just a couple of minutes. We're going to stay locked in here and dialed into 92.1 KMZA. Talking more about the Clifton Clyde Eagles again, 12th season here. Kieran Wirtz, who last year finished for the program 17-6, 8-3 in TVL, getting a third place finish, just barely losing in the TVL tournament championship, 58-56 to the third place state finishers in the Centralia Panthers. Unfortunately for Clifton Clyde Eagle girls, they went on to the sub-state championship and their season was ended early, 46-41 against none other than the Frankfort Lady Wildcats. The Lady Wildcats have won four straight games against Clifton Clyde. The last time Clifton Clyde won was back in 2022, January 28th. It was a final score of 34-29. So on a four-game losing streak against Frankfort, trying to break all odds. Right now, again, they are ranked fourth. Frankfort remaining unranked this year. Let's talk now about the lineup for this team, a team that's averaging 59 points a game. Incredible this season. Going from the starters here is Debbie Wirth, who is a TBL All-League player coming back into this season. Last season stats, averaging 18 points a game, 5.1 rebounds a game. And then to extend, she finished that season, which is a monstrous amount of points. But this season, she's already got 183 points on the year. She's averaging 26.1 points per game. She has been an absolute monster for teams to deal with. But you also can't forget William Steinbrock, number 11, who's averaging 7.3 points per game, 4.1 rebounds a game. Riley Wunderlich, number 23, who's averaging also a point per game, 2.8 rebounds a game. Miley Hammonds, she's averaging nearly 10 points a game, 2 rebounds a game. And Kaylin Baker, who's right now averaging 3.3 points a game and 4.3 points rebounds a game. So big starting lineup there for them that's going to continue to try to get more wins for themselves on the season. Right now, 1-0 away, 3-0 in neutral location, 2-1 at home. I mentioned that neutral location, Clifton Clyde Eagle, Lady Eagles, they went 3-0 at the Harrington tournament, beating teams as again, Harrington, they beat 64-38, they beat Council Grove 56-29, and they beat Chase County 58-40. But here previewing now the Frankfort Lady Wildcats. Again, 4-3 here on the season, one game losing streak. They had a 3-game winning streak before it got broken up by Hanover, the 30-point loss, 55-25. Really just couldn't find their footing in that game. A lot, was credited there to the early turnovers and then playing from behind mostly for the rest of that game. So it looks like they're going to bump up the start time here for the starting lineup by a couple of minutes. So we're going to get this one started here again for the starting lineup. So again, I was talking about the Frankfort Wildcats. Lorelai Loizo is averaging 11.3 points per game on the season. Ashlyn Dollinghouse is nearly averaging 11.1 points per game on this season. Miley Hawk is averaging 4.9 points per game on this season. Holland Shirley is averaging 5.6 points per game this season. And Tessa Parthmer is averaging 10.4 points per game this season. But real quick, running through the starting lineups for both sides. For the Clifton Clyde Eagles, number 15, Savvy Wirtz. Number 11, Liam Steinbrock. Number 23, Riley Wunderlich. Number 24, Miley Hammond. Number 25, Kaylin Baker. And for the Frankfort Wildcats, number 0, Lorelai Loizo, the junior as well. Ashlyn Dollinghouse. Number 2, Miley Hout, the sophomore, sitting at 5'7". Number 4, Colin Shirley, the 5'5" junior. Number 15, and the 5'8" sophomore, Tessa Parthmer, number 21. We get set here to begin. Again, both these teams with the over 500 record trying to keep it. The Frankfort Wildcats trying to bounce back after the loss against Hanover. And for the Clifton Clyde Eagles, they are looking to bounce back after their big-time loss against Centralia. Centralia, who's right now ranked number 2 in the league. There's not in the league, but in the classification of Class 1A Division 1. Both Centralia, Clifton Clyde, and Frankfort all competing in that classification, but also all of them in the same region. All those teams in the Class 1A Division 1 Centralia High School Region bracket. Right now, Centralia, who has a lead in it, and then the Clifton Clyde Eagles, who right now are marked down at third, and the Frankfort Wildcats, who sit down at seventh. But when you take a look here at the TVL level of play, Hanover right now 2-0 in the league, Centralia 2-0, Lynn sitting at 2-1, Blue Valley Randolph 1-0, Dalton West girls 1-0, Axel girls 1-1, Frankfort girls 1-1, Valley Heights girls 1-1, and Clifton Clyde girls right now 0-1, as their only team they played up to this point in the CVL has been the Centralia Panthers, which they did for them, unfortunately, take a loss too. But here they play their second opponent of the season from the CVL, their eighth total opponent of the season. And now we get started here again. The Clifton Clyde Eagles against the Frankfort Wildcats girls game here at 92.1 KMZA. Lorelai Belize on the right side of your dial on the left. It's Sammy Wirtz. And to start off the game here, it will be taken up by the Clifton Clyde Eagles. Clifton Clyde Eagles at the top. It's Sammy Wirtz. It's CVL all-league player sitting a screen on the far side. Now on the near to Baker. Baker passing up, back up to the top to Steinbrock. Steinbrock far side. Hammond releasing for a three. Skims off the rim. Rebound by Lorelai Belize. Now down the court here, taken up by Ashlyn Dollinghouse. Ashlyn Dollinghouse, right-hand dribble over the top, passing to Loizo, but she loses the ball. The first turnover of the game here against Frankfort. He gets marked. The ball gets lost here. That's a turnover against Clifton Clyde Eagles. Fumbling it out at the top of the key, going into the hands of none other than Holland Shirley. Shirley, who's down the court at the top of the key, swings out to her left side to Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse bounce passing it. 3-point shot by Shirley off the back of the rim and rebounded easily by Sevi Wirtz. Wirtz down the court, quick transition underneath the basket and in for two, Riley Wunderlich. And you just gotta wonder how Wunderlich got all the way down there wide open. And she was found, and she was fouled. She's got the and one. I also forgot to mention, this is the first game of the season we have an official shot clock. Free throw up and free throw no good. Rebound picked up by Tessa Parthamer, one of the starters coming out here today. She had 7 points last Friday against Hanover in that 55-25 loss. Pass underneath, great one from Shirley down south, finding Haug. And that puts up her first 2 points of the game. Credit the assist to Shirley. Stuck out to the top of the perimeter to the far side. With it is Baker. Baker to Hammond. Hammond to the right to Wirth. Wirth is averaging 26.1 points per game. Nearly gets a turnover there. Passing to the far side. But keeping it inbounds. The deep corner. Now back up to the top of the perimeter. Getting rocked around the world. Screams up the top for Wirth. Wirth unable to get it. Now it's passed to Hammond. Hammond to the right of her. Steinbrock. Drives in. Kicked out. 3-point shot by Baker. Couldn't make it. Rebound the near wing by Parthamer. Parthamer, 2 rebounds in the quarter. Parthamer at the top. Swings out to the right side to Shirley. Shirley to the deep corner. Now to Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse across the court. Working around here. The perimeter. Parthamer holding it. Head high. And losing the ball is Shirley. That's going to be another turnover. And now a timeout called by Clifton Clyde Eagles. Already here, we start this game. It is 2 apiece. One relieved with the 2 for Clifton Clyde. For Frankfurt, it's Haug. Oh, excuse me, there is no timeout, just a little reset on the court. Looks like it was the first foul of the game. That foul against Holland Shirley. Far side wing with it. Hammond, Hammond passing it off inside, but nearly losing the ball. Keeps it, and it gets ripped away finally. It went into the hands of Ashlyn Dollinghouse, and a foul will occur right after the strip of the ball. That will go against Clifton Clyde, their first foul of the game, against Miley Hammond, a senior. Going to her with her first foul of the game as well. Parthamer down the court, no points yet, but 2 rebounds, passes off to her right, now goes right back to Parthamer. Hesitates the 3-point shot from the wing, driving inside. Is Dollinghouse, and she tries to go up with it, couldn't get it, gets her own rebound, and gets fouled underneath the basket. Looks like they're going to say the shot didn't go up before the foul. Excuse me, after the foul. So they're just going to throw this one underneath their own offensive basket. Here, Miley Haug. Haug throwing inside, finding Parthamer over the top. Now to the right, you get skipped to Dollinghouse. Out of the deep corner, back to Haug, to Shirley. Back to Dollinghouse. Left side now, skipped here. So now in the game, Breely Ebert, 3-point shot taken from Dollinghouse, does not get canned, and goes into the hands of Stevie Wirth for her second rebound of the game. Inside, Steinbrock working through defenders, can't get the layup. Dollinghouse gets her second rebound of the game, fast break down the court, and the ball gets lost. Out of bounds, they're going to say the last one to touch it, though, was Clifton Clyde. Frankfurt with it underneath their own basket. Offensive one. Trying to score. Frankfurt in the white top and bombs of the red stripes for the Clifton Clyde Eagles. Red top, red bombs of the black stripes. Parthamer. Look for the 3. Can't get it. Swings it to the left side. Now it's down low. And a foul for an and one. Parthamer. Who, after hesitating that 3-point shot, swung it out to her left side and then drove inside for a cut, got open underneath the basket and went up for 2 and was able to earn the chance up to the line. Frankfurt now with a 2-point lead. 4-2, free throw shot gets missed by Parthamer and rebound gets credited there to Sevi Wirth. Inside, pass goes right back out. First time in the game, Jadelyn Bowen. And now there is a jump ball down the court. That one will go transitions to the Wildcats, so it will be a turnover against Clifton Clyde. Lady Eagles with 3 turnovers in the game. Lady Wildcats with 2. It's Frankfurt taking it down the court now with Ashlyn Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse dribbling it to her right, crossing to the left before passing it to her left. Now it's in the deep near corner. Put back up to the top to Dollinghouse. Inside, wide open! Lorelei Loizo! Underneath the paint, no one was there to cover. Sevi Wirth driving inside, kicks it out. Now the far side wing to Hammond. Hammond inside, looks like it will be a foul. Paige Joy, the 5'10 freshman, who hasn't been getting too many starts, but she gets plenty of time out there on the court very quickly. Paige Joy on the season is averaging 6.3 points per game, 1.3 rebounds, the tallest here on the court for the Eagles. Opportunity to get a couple shots here up at the free throw line. Hits the first. Looking Clyde now 1 of 2 on the game from the free throw line. Paige Joy, 1 of 1. Looking to see if she can stay perfect. It's 6-3 with 3:56 left to go here in the opening quarter. It's the Frankfurt lead. Trying to get cut to 2. And it is. Paige Joy going 2 for 2 up at the free throw line. Makes a 2-point game with 3:55 to go in the first quarter. It's 6-4. Frankfurt lead. They have the possession and the foul up at the top of the perimeter near the Frankfurt logo. Ball gets tossed in here from the near side to the Clifton Clyde bench for Frankfurt. Throwing it in, Shirley. Inside to Parthamer. Parthamer skipping up to the top to Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse, left-hand dribble. Skips it over to the far wing. Bounce pass inside. Ball gets pinballed around. See who comes up with it. Looks like it'll be a jump ball. And that will be a turnover. Possession goes back here to the Eagles. Down by 2, 6-4. Lillian Steinbrock, the 5'4 senior here on the throw-in, gives it to the 5'6 junior, Sevi Wirth, who again is averaging nearly 26 points on the season. Clifton Clyde with the possession. Faker up at the top of the perimeter. The drive inside stopped on the back right. Pivot foot has to skip it to the far corner. The Steinbrock. Steinbrock driving in. Tries to use the back of the rim. Couldn't get it to go in. Loizo making her second rebound of the game. Down the court, far corner. With it is Greeley Ebert, who's now in the game. Parthamer drives inside. Kicks up to Shirley. Shirley goes to her right, passes to her left to the corner, now back up to the top, to Dollinghouse, Dollinghouse, to the deep corner. Ebert, the drive inside, loses the ball, regains the own rebound, has to pass it out to the corner. Just working around the clock now, just trying to find the opening for the shot selection. But there's 1 second left on the shot clock, and as it goes off, the ball hits the ground. So since the ball did not hit the rim, that will be a shot clock violation. For Frankfurt. First time I've been able to call one all season long. The shot clock sitting at 30 seconds here with the new rules that just came in this season. Of course, it being optional at many of these levels. Paige Drilly tries to turn around, go in for 2. Couldn't get it, just 2 feet in front of the basket. Rebound by Dollinghouse. She's now got 3 in the quarter. Skip to the left. It's Lude backed up to the top for a 3 from Shirley, and she couldn't get it. Rebound by Joy down the court now. Open was Bowen. She has to kick it out for a 3, and it could not get landed. Dollinghouse makes yet another rebound. Inside, open once again. Lorelei Loizo. She's only got 4 points on the game, but on both of them, she has been completely wide open. 8-4. Frankfurt lead. 1:40 to go here in the opening quarter. Man-to-man defense. Sevi Wirth getting a screen for a 3. Gets it off the rim. Ball bouncing around defenders. Rebounded by Kaylin Baker. And now inside. Kicked out from Steinbrock here to Bowen. To Joy. Back to Wirth. Wirth on the right of Broadway. And we'll see her on a travel. So pack your bags. We're going north here. Frankfurt's possession. Right to left of your dial. Frankfurt works offensively here with 1:16 to go in the first quarter. 8-4. They have the lead. Ashton Dollinghouse. Far side near the Frankfurt lettering. 3-point shot taken on the near corner. Gets missed. Looks like there's going to be a foul on the ground against Clifton Clyde after the rebound. Looks like it was rebound by Haug, but after the rebound, she was fouled. 4 fouls in this quarter from Clifton Clyde. Only two against the Wildcats. First foul of the game called against Jadlin Bowen. Looks like they're going to give it a shot foul. Now we'll put Miley Haug up to the line. Right now, Frankfurt 0-1 of the night. Haug giving a chance to shoot two here. First shot goes up, and the first shot goes out. Tricking off the back of the rim. Still 104 left to go here in the opening quarter. It's 8-4. You're locked in 92.1 KMZA. The 5'7" sophomore, Haug, looking to hit her second free throw shot here, and she misses the second one. Goes 0-2 up the line. Frankfurt now 0-3 on the night from the charity marker. Ball and Wonderly fans up to the top to Bowen. Bowen, the drive inside. She had a screen set for her. And a timeout will be called. Our first timeout of the half and of the quarter with 50.7 seconds remaining. It's a timeout called by Clifton Clyde. They're down 8-4. We're back in 30 on 92.1 KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to Kansaland Radio as we are cruising along in here in the first quarter with just 50.7 seconds remaining. It is 8-4, 4-point lead here for Frankfurt. Clifton Clyde, the Eagles, they just called their first timeout on the game against Frankfurt on a 4-game winning streak against the Clifton Clyde Eagles. I had a chance to talk to Brian Ebert before the game. He said that his team's getting healthier here and getting more prepared as the season goes on here, and the mindset is to be ready, of course, after that big loss against Hanover, 55-25. And here they get the turnover, Frankfurt earning it. Ashlyn Dollinghouse, who collects, and it's back in her hands at the top of the wing. Gives it to her left side, now the deep corner to Haug. Haug up to the top to Parthmer. Parthmer loses it behind her. Swings the back around left side, drove it on the baseline. Mid-range shot, it goes in for Miley Haug. She's got now 4 points on the game. She ties the Lizo for most of the team right now. It's 10-4, 7 seconds remaining. Shot clock right now is turned off. Shirley now bounced out to Steinbrock. Steinbrock shooting it right before the quarter ends, but that one's going to be off by a couple feet, but right before a quarter end, that's going to be a foul. That will allow Lillian Steinbrock to go up and shoot two. So credit there to the 5'4" senior. She was just 2 feet away from the near side post inside the wing. She just gets up, shoots it, and she earns the opportunity to go up to the free throw line to shoot two. And the first free throw shot goes wide left. So trying to get into the basket this time, and that time it does. Lillian Steinbrock going 1-for-2 with the free throw line to end the quarter. It's now 10-5. Eagles down by 5. We're back in a minute here on 92.1 KMZA.
It's getting to be the end of the year, and you know what that means. Awesome deals on vehicles, and Nemaha Valley Motors is no exception. We currently have a wide variety of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and GMC vehicles in stock, some with huge end-of-the-year deals. We haven't had this big of a selection of three-quarter ton trucks in years. Experience what it is like to purchase a vehicle in a nice, friendly, relaxed atmosphere with no big dealer pressure. Stop in at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca, and you will leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, here back for the second quarter here at 92.1 KMCA. Down the court scoring is Steinbrock in for two. She just had the last points of the quarter to their team within five. Now she has her team within three. It is 10-7. Frankfurt did drop with the ball in this quarter. Didn't get back here on the time. Frankfurt, they had an offensive possession. They tried to get down the court. They just had it hit off the rim, and the rebound getting collected by the Eagles. Now the Eagles only down by three. 10-7. 35 seconds on the shot clock. Now just 30 now. 7:23 left to go here in this second quarter. It's 10-7. Frankfurt lead. Clifford Glide has the ball. Far side wing. Pass to the deep corner. 3-point shot. Wildcat with on the far side. 3-point by Miley Haug. And now Haug with now 7 points on the game. It's a 13-7 game. It was actually our first 3-point shot made of the game in that first quarter. Both teams had 4 turnovers each. Frankfurt, they went 0-3 at the line. Clifton Clyde, they went 3-5. So really benefiting from that charity line. And now another turnover here against Clifton Clyde as Paige really travels between the low and high block. 6:49 to go in the second quarter. It's 13-7, up by 6. The Frankfurt Wildcats with their largest lead here of the night. Down the court, it's currently a fast break, trying to get down their full court press applied by the Eagles. But shedding the wings, this is the Wildcats trying to get on through Lorelei. 3-point shot here, taken from Dollinghouse, and she canes it wide open on an island. And it's now 16-7. Frankfurt Wildcats splashing back-to-back threes. And in a whirlpool of emotions, the Clifton Clyde Eagles, they respond with a three themselves. Miley Hammond. And now the Frankfurt Wildcats head coach, National Coach of the Year, Brett Ebert, calls the timeout. It's 16-10. 6:10 left to go in the second quarter. We're back in 30 here on 92.1 KMZA.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Frankfurt Wildcats quickly down the court, breaking the full court press at the top of the perimeter. Now to Parthamer. Parthamer, right-hand dribble, now to the deep corner. Now brought inside, spinning around, trying to go in with Ebert. She couldn't find the opening. Wirtz makes the rebound for her fourth of the game. Split back outside around the perimeter to the wing. Now back up to the top near wing. Here, the far wing, it's Hammond. Hammond up to the top side of the perimeter. With this Wirtz. Wirtz. Giving go behind her back to Baker. Now number 15, who's back in here. That'd be Wirtz. Off the rim. Rebounded by Haug, her third of the game. Miley Haug leading in points and nearly rebounds with 3 rebounds and 7 points on this game already. Long 2-point shot taken from Shirley, a step inside from the top of the arc. She misses, and the rebound gets picked up by Hammond. And we're going to get a foul at midcourt against Frankfurt. So again, that first quarter, both teams, they had 4 fouls each. Actually, not 4 fouls each, but 4 turnovers each. With the Clyde already here with 1 turnover in this quarter. It's been clean for the Wildcats. They have not had a turnover just 3 minutes into the second quarter. So but playing a little cleaner here. They had two turnovers in just that first minute in the first quarter. Going to get a jump ball underneath the basket here. It's going to stay in the possession of the Clifton Clyde Eagles. Clifton Clyde Eagle looking for a substitution here. Looks like Jaylen Bowen comes off the court. And in for her is Caitlin Baker. With it, it's Wirth. Wirth drives inside. Now it gets kicked right back out to her at the top of the perimeter. Near with it, Steinbrock. Steinbrock, they drive inside, and they're going to call a foul on the floor before the bucket. It was a good layup and lane drive from Steinbrock, but it will not count. Savvy Wirth here to throw it again. So we've had back-to-back fouls here on this offensive possession. Shot clock right now at 24 here for the Clifton Clyde Eagles. It's the first foul of the game against Lorelei Loizo. First foul of the quarter for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Both teams with one foul each. With it on the near side, Hammond. Hammond out to the near to Baker. Baker up to the top of the arc to Steinbrock. Steinbrock holding it. Left hand drives left inside the post. Kicks it out to the deep corner. Inside drive by Wonderly. Up to the top to Wirth. Wirth driving through the defenders. Has to knock it out. And then it goes right back to her on the wing. She tries the three. It gets pinballed around and knocked out of bounds. This offensive possession stays here with the Eagles. At a near minute offensive possession here for the Eagles. Still looking to try to get some points here. They've gotten 5 points alone this quarter. Wildcats, they've had six. Deep wing to Baker. Baker drives inside after the screen by Wirth. And what an incredible screen. As Baker was wide open to drive inside off of it, and she goes in and shoots two, just about 8 foot in front of the basket. It's now 16-12. Frankfurt still at the lead. 3:46 left to go here in the second quarter. Ball is lost on the ground. That's the first turnover of the quarter against the Wildcats. And right after the turnover, there's going to be a foul against Frankfurt. It'll go against the sophomore. That's the Parthenberg. That is her first foul of the game. Second foul of the quarter against Frankfurt. Down by four, 16-12, 3:39 to go. Debbie Wirth with the ball. She's wide open for a three. Takes it, and it skips right out of the bowl like a fish out of water. And Loizo, well, she catches the fish. Frankfurt with the ball as ever. Now Dollinghouse. Now to the top of the wing. Now the far corner. Working up to the top is Howe. Howe passing to the right. Skips up to the left to Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse inside pass to Lorelei. And there's going to be a jump on the ground. Great hustle and effort by Riley Wonderly underneath the basket to get a quick grip on the ball to get that jump ball. But Frankfurt, they will still have the offensive possession here and the throw underneath the basket. Miley Howe having the throw in, goes inside to Dollinghouse. It goes right back to her, thinks about the three, looks at the triple option, goes up to the top. It goes right back to her. Now she takes it and she cans it. Ashlyn Dollinghouse. She has made two threes in this quarter. And now a step in for two. A great shot by Kaylin Becker. She's made back-to-back points here for the Clifton Clyde Eagles. It's 19-14, still a five-point lead here for Frankfurt Wildcats with 2:41 to go to the half. Everts to Haug. She needs a screen or something to get her out of there. She was stuck, pressured in the corner from Steinbrock. Ball gets knocked out of bounds, and it will stay with Frankfurt underneath the basket. Haug throwing inside, going over the top to Lorelei Loizo. Loizo back with it now in the key, kicks it out. Now the deep wing back inside to Lorelei Loizo, and she shoots it like a missile at the backboard, and it rockets right off in the Wirth's hands. And Wirth drives inside for a two up at the charity line. Sevi Wirth with her first 2 points of the game. She's usually averaging 26 points per game, but she's quite behind that marker. And going down the court quickly, Frankfurt Wildcats banking a three. That was other than Ashton Dollinghouse again. I wasn't sure if they were going to call that a three, but they did. And now in response is a long two by Riley Wunderly. Her fourth point of the game. It's 22-18. 1:51 left to go here this quarter. The Frankfurt Wildcats have cashed in 4 3-point shots in this quarter alone to extend their score. We're back in 30 here on 92.1 KMZA.
At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, we're here for your whole family. From prenatal to delivery and newborns to seniors, we proudly care for patients of all ages because your health is our priority at every stage of life. Whether you're expecting, it's your child's first checkup, managing your wellness, or keeping grandparents active and healthy, our team is ready to provide personalized, compassionate care. Call us today at 785-336-6107 to schedule your appointment. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, your trusted partner in lifelong health.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Working down a man-to-man press right now is the Frankfurt Wildcats. Tessa Parthmer on the deep wing. Crosses inside up to the top of the arc. Now swings out to the left side. Now back out to Parthmer to the deep corner now to Houck. Houck, she's wide open! 2 feet in front of the basket, but she misses the open shot. Ball goes out of bounds, and there's going to be a foul on the floor against the Frankfurt Wildcats. And things have gotten surely wild here over just the last couple of minutes this quarter. And before this half ends, we're here with 1:30 left to go in the second. It's 22-18, still a 4-point lead here for Frankfurt. Frankfurt has won 4 straight games against Clifton Clyde. Up to the top to Hammond. Hammond to Wirtz. Wirtz keeping it high, swiping at it on the near. Was Parthmer trying to get that ball away from her. That time she steals it. What an incredible man-to-man play. Goes inside Parthmer, and she goes in for 2. That's a Parthmer. Trying to swat flies on that side. She gets the ball out of the hands of the passing zone. It's a no-fly zone for the Eagles, Parthmer says. Incredible. 55.4 seconds left to go this half. 24-18 now. Frankfurt with the lead. Up to the free throw line now is the Clifton Clyde Eagles. Looking to shoot 2 here is Lillian Steinbrock. She cashes in the first one to make it a 5-point game. Lillian Steinbrock, who's now 2 of 3 on the game, now 3 of 4 as she goes 2 for 2 up at the free throw line. As a team, Clifton Clyde up there is now 5 of 7. And quickly getting a turnover and getting the ball right back into their hands, Lillian Steinbrock, and she gets immediately refouled. And she'll go back to her favorite travel destination, the free throw line. And she goes in and shoots 1. Looking to hit another. Lillian Steinbrock, her first free throw shot, man, it was way, way, way off the mark. But ever since then, she has not been off of it. She has hit it with a perfect bullseye every time. And here, that time she misses, and it is rebounded by the Frankfurt Wildcats. Frankfurt Wildcats with the rebound with Shirley. She's down the court now with it. Hands it out to Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse driving inside! And gets the and one! Ashlyn Dollinghouse, who has had an explosive quarter. 11 points, 3 3-pointers, and a chance up at the line. It's 26-21, now 27-21. Ashlyn Dollinghouse cans the end one, which is also the first free throw of the game made for the Wildcats. 6 free throws have been made by Clifton Clyde. Sevi Wirtz down the court, passing it off to the left side. Now back up to the top to Hammond. Hammond shoots the 3 off the rim. Paige Joy captures the rebound. Swings it out. Up top and inside, a drive from a couple feet away is Steinbrock. And she has been on fire in this quarter with 7 total points. 8 points on the game. Miley Howe down the court driving. Gets it to Dollinghouse on the corner. The skip to Shirley with 6 seconds left of the half. Shirley left side, ball lost, Wirtz, a track race down the court, and to end the quarter, she misses a wide open layup. What a way to end the half! Words, a track meet down the floor and not able to take advantage, but still a game that's been drawn within four for Clifton Clyde, a team that is ranked right now fourth in Class 1A Division 1. Frankfort Wildcats, who were currently unranked, they're up by four, 27-23. We're back here in just a couple of minutes for our halftime show brought to you by the Highland Community College. Halftime, close to home, far from debt, is online at highlandcc.ee. We're back in a couple minutes. Clifton Clyde down by four, 27-23, end of half.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome here to 92.1 KMZA. You're locked in to our Highland Halftime Show, brought to you by none other than Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. And hey, right now at a half, it is the Frankfort Wildcats at home, up right now by four, 27-23. We got 6 minutes and 15 seconds before the start here of the second half. But don't go nowhere, folks, because we have a wild first half to talk about here for the Wildcats. They have been on an incredible tear. And let's just talk about, so that first quarter, it ended 10-5. Very slow for both sides offensively. There was no three-pointers hit. In fact, both sides, only about four turnovers each, eight rebounds apiece. So everything was kind of equaled out in a way, but just on the scoring edge there was Frankfort in that quarter as well. Clifton Clyde, they went 3 of 5 at the free-throw line. And Frankfort Wildcats, they went 0 of 3 at the free-throw line in that quarter. But it was in that second quarter that Clifton and Clyde got their wheels turning there. They outscored the Frankfort Wildcats in that quarter, 18-17. Sevy Wirtz, who right now averages 26.1 points per game. Well, if you were to guess her average right now, it's not nowhere close. It's only 2 points right now. So, I mean, you're talking about that something 24 points off of what her, really, her regular average per game is. So, a player like her, and we've seen the game in and game out, you can talk about any player we've called this season where they have a game where their first quarter, their first half is only 2 points, and then their second half is just an absolute breakout. A player like that, a player like Sevy Wirtz, can go into a locker room, can talk to her head coach, Kieran Wirtz, and go, hey, here's what we're going to do. Here's how we're going to adjust. Here's how we're going to get you the ball more. But what's impressive right now is the ball isn't just going to her, and it's a competitive game. It's 27-23 for Clifton Clyde Eagles. So when they go into the half, they're going to be looking, okay, how do we get our top scorer up there on the board? But without her right now, the team's been still looking pretty great. Lillian Steinbrock, who had a massive second quarter. Again, I talked about her 7 points in that quarter, 8 points on the game. She had the last point before the first half, or first quarter ended, as she was able to get a free throw shot up, or a shot up before the quarter expired, fouled, went to the line, shot one of two. Since she made that, since she missed the first free throw shot, she went on to make four straight for her team. So big shots coming from her there right now. Some halftime shots from both of these teams. The Eagles right now, 6 of 9 at the free throw line. The Frankfort Wildcats, just 1 of 4. So if you're Frankfort going into the locker room, you're talking about how can we get more players up to the charity line? How can we earn more opportunities to go up there and get easy shots and easy baskets to go and get points? Because right now, the baskets in the buckets that have been made, they have been hard-earned. It's not every day you can have a player who nails three straight three-point shots. Ashlyn Dollinghouse, who absolutely went on a tear in that second quarter. On the year, she averages 11 points per game. In the quarter, she actually hit 12 points as she hit three threes, had a two, which in that two layup bucket had the and one in which she made, which is the only free throw shot that has been made so far by the Wildcats. Lorelai Loizo, who's got 4 points on the game. Miley Haug, she also had a great first half performance with a total of 7 points. Tessa Parthamer with her 4-point performance as well. So only four scorers right now here from the Wildcats. And then as for the Eagles, they actually got 6 people who've gotten on the board, and that's what's helped them so far. Paige Joy's got 2. Caleb Baker's got 4. Miley Hammond's got 3. Riley Wonderly, she's got 4. Lillian Steinbrock with 7. And of course, 8. And then Steffi Wirtz with 2. So when you have that kind of ball distribution, you're going to have a good around game. But of course, for the Eagles, you want to see your star player get out there and kind of bust out on the court and to be able to be the star that she has been on the season. For the Frankfort Wildcats, it's about continuing that success. Limit the best player on the court, force them to go to their other options. And for the Frankfort Wildcats, keep going what you're good at right now. The three-point shot is working. The players are hot from the three, but still try to drive inside. Get the inside penetration. Go up, get those layups, and draw fouls. Go to the free-throw line and hit the shot. Again, at the half, both teams with about 5 fouls each. Clifton Clyde, they only hit 1 3 in that first half. Frankfort hit 4. Both teams roughly around 12 to 13 rebounds each. But right now, Frankfort winning the rebound battle, which has also been kind of the main point. It's 27-23. Up by 4 is the Frankfort Wildcats. We're back here in just a minute and 30 seconds on 92.1 KMZA. Thank you for tuning in to our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, on highlandcc.edu.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered Investment Advisor Services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Back here to the start of the second half, a drive inside by the Clifton Clyde Eagles, missed and into the hands of Lorelei Loizzo as she comes out here in the second half with a rebound to start things early on. Again, you're locked into 92.1, KMZA, Crin and Profit, Troy Profit off to my right, and Kirk Kelman back in studio. Up at the top here, Frankfurt Wildcats. Miley Haug. Haug out to her left side to Shirley. Shirley driving inside on the low block, spinning around. She's trapped inside. Has to kick it out to Loizzo. And there's only 3 seconds left on the shot clock. The shot has to go up, and it goes off the rim, and it's rebounded by Sevi Wirt. That is her sixth rebound of the game. She only had 2 points that entire half, and she has doubled it already. I talked about it at halftime. How do you get your best player up there on the board? Give her the ball. Let her drive. You know, a player like her is not going to remain stagnant on the scoreboard, and she doesn't. Already now 4 points on the game. 27-25. It's back to a two-point game here. The Eagles score first on the quarter, and a travel from Frankfurt. And that'll be the first turnover of the quarter. Ball goes swiftly right back to the Clifton Clyde Eagles as they will look to soar down the court and possibly tie or take the lead. Lillian Steinbrock with it now, the 5'4" senior. She crosses the half-court logo, and it's going to be an immediate offensive charge. Looks like an illegal pick was set from Sevi Wirt. Bounce passing inside, so that will go down as a turnover. So teams with back-to-back turnovers here. Ball with the Frankfurt Wildcats. Dollinghouse. Given goes behind her to Parthmer. Parthmer to drive inside. Pass the spin around. Loses the ball. It goes underneath the legs of Miley Haug. And it's lost out of bounds. Possession goes back to the Clifton Clyde Eagles. Frankfurt with the turnover. Now 7 on the game. And Steinbrock down the court, left-hand dribble. Passes out to her left side to Hammond. Hammond looks for the triple option, goes inside, and a drive from Wirtz. Wirtz not able to go in with it, and a rebound by Lorelei Loizzo, the 5'10 junior. Tallest out there on the court for the Frankfurt Wildcats. She dominates the inside. On the right pivot foot, looking to try to get off of it is Haug, and she finds an outlet, and Loizzo at the top of the arc. Ball is handed off to Parthmer. Parthmer driving on the baseline, tries to go for the reverse layup, and she is fouled. Good little heads-up play by Tessa Parthmer, just adjusting from her drive down low, and she earns an opportunity to go up to shoot two. She's got 4 points on the game, 2 rebounds. Now she's got 5 points and 2 rebounds, making the second free throw of the game for the Wildcats. Her first free throw made. Right now she's one of two. Now 2 of 2. Right for now, 3 of 6 on the game as a team. After the incredible 2-for-2 performance from Parthmer up at the line, she's got now 6 points on the game. It's the Eagles with the ball, kicked out to Baker. Baker the three, rides right out of the basket, and it goes into the hands of Freely Ebert. Ball taken down the court. Parthmer kicked out of the near corner. Perfect view for a three. Unfortunately, it just did not go in. Rebound picked up by Steinbrock. Steinbrock inside pass, dumped off to Wonderly, and she's fouled, and she'll go up and shoot two. 29-25, 5:13 to go in the third quarter. Again, the Eagles, they won that first, the Wildcats, they won the first quarter 10-5, and they were outscored in the second quarter 18-7 to the 27-23 half, which the Wildcats did have the 4-point advantage on, and they still do have a 4-point advantage, as up at the free throw line right now is Riley Wonderly, and she misses the mark of her first free throw. She's now 0-for-2 on the game. Now 6-for-10 as a team. Now 6-of-11 as a team as Wonderly goes 0-for-2 up the line, 0-for-3 on the night. 29-25, still a 4-point lead. Frankfurt has the possession. Inside drive, Parthmer using the back of the rim. Back of the whiteboard. And Parthmer now with 8 points on the game. And a near turnover. We'll see if it's a... It'll be a jump ball, and the possession will go to the Frankfurt Wildcats. So a jump ball at around midcourt. Just losing easily control as the Eagles. And they will now apply a full court press. As Frankfurt easily gets down the court as they pass it in from half court. Parthmer to Haug on the corner. A floater of a pass to Loizo. Loses the ball nearly, and it gets pinballed around. Turnover officially. Eighth of the game for the Wildcats, and they get the ball right back. Dollinghouse. Now the near corner. Haug up to the top. Parthmer taking a three all the way. Well, 10 feet away from the three-point line. And it gets rebounded for Bowen. That would have been an impressive three-point shot. And Sebi Wirth effortlessly goes in for two. It's now a four-point game, 31-27, with less than 4 minutes to go the third quarter. Parthmer, bounce passing behind her after the spin to Haug. Haug with it, and she is fouled. Foul against Molly Hammond, the 5'6 senior. That will be the third foul of the quarter against the Eagles. It is also the third foul called against Miley Hammond. Start inbounds to Dollinghouse at midcourt near the Frankfurt logo. Near the razor sharp teeth. And trying to continue to cut is the Wildcat. Near side wing. Parthmer with the ball. Passes it inside. The drive in Loizo. Couldn't go in. Paige Joy. Jumps for Joy for the rebound. Down the court quickly. Bowen couldn't get the layup, and the rebound was by Dollinghouse. And a foul will be called against Clifton Clyde. A ball will be thrown inside from the Clifton Clyde bench on the deep corner, and now it will get thrown across the court here. So wide open Loizo, and then the Howe in the near corner. Up to the wing, Parthmer up to the top, to Dollinghouse at the top of the arc. Give and go behind the back, Parthmer, the drive inside, left line lane. And that's going to be a turnover for Frankfurt. Going to get called on a palming. Now 31-27. Still a 4-point lead for Frankfurt, but Frankfurt here with 4 turnovers in this quarter. They had 5 turnovers to end the first half unofficially. On the near corner, it's 31-27. 3 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Clifton Clyde with the ball. Driving inside, Bowen loses the ball. That's rebounded underneath by Ebert. And then another foul called against the Eagles. It's Jaylen Bowen. That is her second of the game. The fourth foul against, will be the fifth foul. So, the first time we have entered double bonus tonight. And it will be Brilli Ebert, the 5'8" senior, who will step up to the free throw line to try to earn her first points of the game. and try to extend a four-point lead for the Wildcats. First shot goes up, slow rolls off the back of the rim. Had to think about it, but it said it didn't want to go in. So we'll see if this shot ever makes it go in. 31-27. Shot up, and the shot, that time it rolls in. Still dinks off the back of the rim. But it thought twice that time. Brealey Ebert. Now with her first point of the game, going 1-for-2 at the free throw line. Trying for Wildcats, shooting at 50%, score of 8. 32-27, still up by 5 is Frankfurt. Wirtz with the ball, drives on the right side, passes behind her to Bowen. Bowen is going to get called on a dribble. As she crosses inside the key, and that's going to be the 9th turnover against the Eagles. So both teams here with about 9 turnovers each. Both these teams are kind of equal in the rebound and turnover department at this point in the game. Same thing with free throws. Really, it's just kind of come down to the shot selection. And inside goes Slips and Clyde trying to make quick work, and there will be a foul underneath the basket. That will put an Eagle up to the free throw line. Kaylin Baker soars her way up, trying to get her 5th point of the game, and she does. Rattles that one in like a bullet in a tin can. Kaylin Baker now with 5 on the game. Clifton Clyde's team has now made 7 free throws. Now they have made 8. 8 of 12 on the game. And Kaylin Baker, she goes 2-for-2 up the free throw line. Her first shots in the game draws this game within 3. 32-29, which is 2:07 left to go here in the third quarter. Frankfurt Wildcats with the ball. Parthamer has control of it. Throws it inside to Loizzo, and Loizzo is fouled. And she'll go up and shoot 2. The tallest one on the court for Frankfurt was against the tallest one on the court for Clifton Clyde. The 5'10 junior in Lord Loizzo went over the top of the 5'10 freshman, Paige Joy. And a rainbow of a shot for a free throw from the Loizzo doesn't go in. It's off the back of the rim and falls out. Still looking to get this to a 4-point game, and she does. Lorelai Loizzo. Team still shooting at 50% now, 5-10 on the game. It's Frankfurt. With the ball, Steinbrock gets it behind her. Now gets kicked out to the wing. Inside drive by Steinbrock. Goes right back out. Paige Joy was intended for on the pass from Hammond, but the ball, well, it just slips right past her. 1:43 left to go in the third quarter, 33-29. 4-point lead for Frankfurt. They had a 4-point lead coming out of the half. Drives down by Dollinghouse and misses a free throw shot. It's rebounded by Steinbrock down the court to Hammond, and she misses it. She was wide open. No one was there to defend. It was picked up by Parthamer. Parthamer to Howe, now to Shirley, and a timeout taken by head coach, National Coach of the Year, Brian Ebert. His second of the game. With just 1:19 left to go in the third quarter, it's 33-29. Frankfurt up by 4. We're back in 30 here on 92.1 KMZA.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Brendan Prophet, Troy Prophet, and Kirk Hillman back in studio. 1:19 to go in the third, the second timeout of the game called from the Frankfurt Wildcats. They have called the last 2 timeouts now. They called Last one, when they were up 16-10, they called this one as they were up 33-29 with 1:19 to go in the third. They have the possession. Parthmer, the drive inside, floats it over the rim, and it's going to go down as a rebound for Sevi Wirth. Down the court now is Wirth passing it off to Baker. Baker going inside to Paige Joy, and Loizo wins the one-on-one once again. Both 5'10 players, but the junior has had the advantage. Parthmer out to Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse, the drive inside, floats it up. Fouled and shook up and shoot two. Dollinghouse has not done anything in this quarter so far, but talking about her second quarter performance, incredible. 13 total points for, 12 total points for. She hit three threes nearly all in a row. And here she gets a free throw shot. She's now 2 for 2 up the free throw line. Baker Wildcats now 6 of 11 on the game shooting. At one point, they were 0 of 3. Next shot goes up, and that one goes out. But the rebound quickly by Loizo, and she goes in and shoots 2. Gets a layup for 2. And Dollinghouse making a mistake, but like Bob Ross says, it's a happy accident. And that time, going in for 2, was Lorelai Loizo. 36-29, a 7-point lead here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Sevi Wirth makes her own rebound, tries to go in, and she does. Sevi Wirth with 2 points coming out of the half, but this, she has 6 points alone in this quarter. 8 points on the game. Dollinghouse down the court quickly. It's 36-31, 8 seconds to go in the third. Holding it is Ebert. Ebert, the drive inside, the end of the quarter, ball off the rim, and that will end the third. 36-31. The Frankfurt Wildcats have held the lead for all three quarters up to this point. Can they hold it for 8 more minutes? Find out if you stay locked in 93.1. James, we're back in 1 minute. Stay locked in.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Duryea, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
3-point shot taken by Sevi Wirth, but it goes just out of the rim. Rebound by Loizo. Loizo won this game 8 rebounds unofficially for also 7 points. Parthmer here, and she passes it off to her teammate, Ebert. Ebert was not prepared for it, and it bounced right back into Parthmer's hands. And right now, there's a lot of kicking on the ground. Players just trying to get out of the trenches and get back up standing. The ball on the near side of the corner, and it's knocked out of bounds. Possession here to stay with the Frankfurt Wildcats as we are 40 seconds into what could be a hectic fourth quarter. It's 36-31. Is the unranked Frankfurt Wildcats taking on with a lead against the number 4 ranked team in Class 1A Division 1, Clifton Clyde Eagles. Miley Houck here on the throw-in, on the offensive basket. Ball nearly gets past half court, but surely gets it. Goes on near side to Parthmer. Parthmer, near side, and the shot clock went off, but looks like it'll just be a turnover. And Clifton Clyde quickly down the court. Baker will be fouled. Everybody was shouting as the shot clock was hitting 0 for Frankfurt, but it didn't matter. The ball was stolen from them. And up to the line is Kalen Baker, who had the and one and makes it. It's now a 2-point game, 36-34 with 7 minutes left to go. And Frankfurt will turn the ball right back over on back-to-back trips here. And the Eagles, what's the chance? They have trailed for three quarters. They have looked for a break to get a lead change, if they have not gotten it all night. Can they earn it here on this offensive possession? Down by two. Steinbrock. Right side of the wing, swings out to the left to Baker. Baker, take it inside. Pops it out to Wunderlei. Back into Steinbrock. Long two, shot and rattled in by Kalen Baker. And Baker has all 5 points in this quarter for the Clifton Clyde Eagles. And we're deadlocked at 36 apiece. And Frankfurt calls a timeout with 6:32 remaining in the fourth. We're back in 30 here on 92.1 KMZA.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to Kansaland Radio, 92.1 KMZA. We're deadlocked at 36 apiece. Frankfurt just called another timeout here as the game has officially been tied finally here. Game has not been this close since that first quarter. But kudos to Clifton Clyde. They have managed to stay in this game. And when I was going to the halftime, I gave, you know, a little bit of a heads up on both these teams on what they can do going in the second half to really sustain and build upon. And one thing I told Frankfurt was earn opportunities up at the free throw line. Get more chances. Because in that first half, they did not have really any time at the free throw line. They went 1 of 7 in that first half. And here they are, and they have made 7 total now in this game, but up at the line, missing back-to-back ones, unfortunately for him. And Wirtz makes the rebound. 37, making one was Dollinghouse. She made the first one. So it's 5:52 left to go here. Excuse me. They put that she made one, but I didn't think she did. So it will go back to 36-36. They had 37-36 on the scoreboard. Not sure how I thought that counted, but back to being a tie game. And we have another timeout. This time it's going to get called by the Eagles. Seen by the Frankfurt Wildcats. With 5:51 left to go, we're going to take another 30-second break. We'll be right back here. We're still deadlocked at 36 apiece. You're on 92.1 KMZA.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network here on 92.1 KMZA. We have another timeout here taken by Frankfurt as the game is again deadlocked, still at 36-36. Nearly a minute has passed since that last timeout, and no one has gotten on the board. Frankfurt had a chance to with the free throw shots. Unfortunately, just going 0-2 over the line was Dollinghouse. Right now with it is the Clifton Clyde Eagles trying to take the lead for the first time tonight. Long three, and it will be missed with the rebound underneath by Steinbrock. It's going to be a jump ball, and the possession arrow will here. No, looks like we might get a foul here. And it will be. It'll be a foul against Frankfurt. It'll be called against Greeley Eberts. That is their second foul of the game, third foul of the quarter here against the Frankfurt Wildcats. We've only seen double bonus once in this game, and it was against the Eagles. And Wirtz drives inside, misses the layup. It's picked up by Lorelei Loizzo. And Wirtz has just been missing some really easy layups underneath. A drive inside, kick out to the near corner, Haug. Haug with it. Haug inside the wing, and they're going to get her on a travel with 5:21 to go. And stayed tied here in this game for an entire 70 seconds now. But now looking to try to take the lead is the Eagles, Sebi Wirtz, who's got right now 8 points on the game with 5:12 left to go. Sebi Wirtz, double teamed and trapped with it, bounce passes it off to her left side, escape route to Hemmen. Hemmen goes underneath, and Steinbrock goes in for two. Caitlin Becker goes in for two, and Baker still remains the only one with points here for the Eagles in this quarter. She's got 7 points for the Eagles, and now they have officially taken the lead for the first time this game, 38-36. Is the number 4th ranked team in all of Class 1A, Division 1, trying to stay away from the upset. And Frankfurt will turn the ball quickly right back over. Possession right back into the hands of the Eagles. And I talked about most of this game, turnovers weren't really an issue for one side or the other, as both teams are kind of in that same area. But since both teams having 9 turnovers, the Wildcats have had 4. So far it's been pretty clean here in this fourth quarter for the Eagles. A step inside, jump up, a footer out to the right, 3-point shot off the rim, picked up by Lorelei Loizzo. And there will be an immediate foul to follow, called against the Clifton Clyde Eagles. Possession staying with the Frankfurt Wildcats. And right now, Clifton Clyde, they will contend with a man-to-man defense here on this press coverage. Trying to break down the court. Parthmer gets it, runs down the sideline, breaks inside of the wing. Quick pass out to Shirley. Shirley working around in the key. Kicks out Dullinghouse. Dullinghouse. Inside pass off now, Lorelei Loizzo off the rim, quick inside, ball on the ground, it's going to be on the line, so maybe a break there for Frankfurt as Sebi Wirtz looked to recover the rebound, but when she got her hands on the ball, it was touching the red line on the baseline. So 3:58 to go, Frankfurt looking to tie or take a lead here as they're down by 2, 38-36. Greeley Ebert with the ball, looking left, going over the top, inside, up to the top to Parthmer, and that's going to be a quick foul called against Kaylin Baker. And so Cressa Baker, she's been the Eagles team this entire quarter with all 7 points. That is also the third foul of the quarter against the Eagles. Both teams with 3 fouls here. Intercepted over the top, Sebi Wirtz. For the turnover, down the court now. Busted outside, 3-point shot, splashed by Miley Hammond. Hammond hits her second three of the game. And now it's 36-41. Now a 4-point lead, 5-point lead, and that will call another Frankfurt timeout as the Frankfurt Wildcats were again once up by 4 in this quarter. Now down by 5, 41-36. We're back in 30 here on 92.1 KMZ with 3:38 to go in the fourth. It's 41-36. The Eagles have the lead.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crinan Prophet. Troy Prophet from right, helping me out with some stats. And Kirk Kelvin back in studio. 3:38 to go of the game. It's the number fourth ranked team in Class 1A Division 1. They were on the brink of getting upset by Frankfurt, still with a chance to get upset, but they no longer are playing from behind. They play from in front, up by 5, 41-36. They have finally taken the lead with when they had 6 minutes left to go here in this fourth quarter. Down the court now, Ashlyn Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse with the ball has not had any points, she's only had 1 point here in this fourth quarter, and quickly a turnover offensively for the Frankfurt Wildcats. That has been the struggling point as the team with 15 turnovers on the game. Again, I mentioned at one point, both these teams had 9 turnovers apiece. Since then, the Eagles have only had 1, and the Frankfurt Wildcats, they have went on to have 6. It's 36-41, down by 5, 3:19 to go. Clips and Clyde with the lead. Sevy Wirtz out to her right side. A drive in by Bowen. Bowen out to Wirtz. Wirtz kicking out to Joy. Joy to the right to Steinbrock. Inside pass off to Baker. Baker, who has all the points in this quarter, has a turnover. The 12th turnover of the game. And then it's right back into the hands, or should I say the wings of the Eagles. Joy turns around, and that time she wins the one-on-one. Page finally turning a page after having 2 quarters scoreless. And that extends us to a 7-point game here for the Eagles. 43-36. This fourth quarter has been a struggle, as that is yet another Frankfurt turnover. Down the court, Clifton Clyde trying to go in for 2. Paige Joy makes the rebound. And she continues to right with back-to-back points. 45-36, and another turnover for Frankfurt. It's now 36-45. Still remains the score. Clifton Clyde with the ball. 2:09 left to go. Clifton Clyde now playing with a little bit of time. But again, this is the first time we've actually seen the shot clock be used in the TVL all season long here on the station. With just 11 seconds on the shot clock, a decision is going to have to be made. There's now just 8 seconds. Wirtz inside, spins around, shoots. Off the rim, and it will be picked up by Loizzo, and it will be followed by a foul. And it looks like Dollinghouse will have to come to the bench right now. She's holding on to the right shoulder that currently she actually has a brace on, and she'll be, it looks like, escorted to the locker room. And Ashton Dollinghouse, she's been an incredible player all night long. Again, she hit those 3 3-point shots in that second quarter, all with that shooting arm, but it looks like she, again, takes a step off the court here as she holds on to the brace. Another turnover here for the Wildcats. Down the court. Hit the track race. Jump stop and in. Lillian Steinbrock. Her first points of the half. Down the court. It's another turnover by Frankfurt. They, again, at one point, both these teams only had 9 turnovers. But in this fourth quarter alone, Frankfurt has managed 9 turnovers. And that will be followed by another timeout. 47-36 is the score. And the last time a timeout. So at 6 minutes and 32 seconds left of the quarter, it was 36-36. Since being 36-36, the Eagles have scored 11 straight unanswered. What an incredible outing here for the Eagles, who have been down this entire game up until the last, again, 7 minutes of the fourth quarter. They come back from behind. And what makes it even more impressive here for this Eagles team is, currently right now there's a timeout on the floor by Frankfurt, by the way. What makes us more impressive by the Eagles is it has not been their star player, Sevy Wirtz, who averages 26 points per game. She's only got 8 points here tonight. It's been the other players on the court who have been absolutely balling out, particularly in Kaylin Baker specifically, as she has most of the team's points in this quarter alone, as she has been utterly dominating. We'll count out some stats here once we get up into our post-game show, again brought to you by BL Doors Real Estate, on the way in a minute and 12 seconds. And here underneath the basket, going for the quick inside look, Hammond now with 8 points on the game, 103 to go in the fourth quarter. 49-36, now on an even bigger rampage with 13 unanswered points, finally comes to an end with Tessa Parthamer driving inside. But with 50 seconds left on the clock, it's 49-38. The Eagles looking to extend their overall records to 7-1, picking up their first win in the TVL. Frankfurt to possibly go on now a two-game losing streak, but Laura Loizzo gets the ball down the court. She was wide open for a layup, but she misses it. And there will be a foul that follows the missed layup. It will be against Frankfurt. So Frankfurt finally breaks the scoring drought. They went an entire 6 minutes without scoring. More than that, actually. That was just when the game was tied at 36-36. 49-38. 22.6 seconds left to go. And the CBO All-League player, Sebi Wirtz, holds on to the ball as the shot clock is turned off. And the crowd cheers. The Clifton Clyde Eagles have now won 7 games. Now 7-1 the season, 1-1 in the TVL play, and the Frankfurt Wildcats will fall to 500 at 4-4 and 1-2 in TVL play now, losing back-to-back games against Hanover last week. And now here on another Friday, on a cold, dark Friday, they lose again this time, and one is considered a heartbreaker, 49-38. Don't let the final score confuse you, folks. This was a game that the Cats led all the way to this fourth quarter. Unfortunately, they just couldn't hold on at the end for themselves, but fortunately enough for the Eagles, they come away with a big-time win. We're back in a couple minutes for our post-game show as well as our player of the game. Stay locked in, 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
It's getting to be the end of the year, and you know what that means. Awesome deals on vehicles, and Nemaha Valley Motors is no exception. We currently have a wide variety of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and GMC vehicles in stock, some with huge end-of-the-year deals. We haven't had this big of a selection of three-quarter ton trucks in years. Experience what it is like to purchase a vehicle in a nice, friendly, relaxed atmosphere with no big dealer pressure. Stop in at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca, and you will leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, we take pride in offering exceptional surgical care thanks to the dedication of our skilled general surgeons. Dr. Dennis Jimenez and Dr. Aaron Brown are passionate about delivering personalized and compassionate care and work to help you feel confident and informed during your surgical procedure. From routine procedures to complex and emergent surgeries, Dr. Jimenez and Dr. Brown are here to support you in your health journey. For more information or to schedule a consultation, contact Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 today.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist.
You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network here for our post-game show brought to you by BL Doors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at BLDoors.com. This is also our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank, which you can find in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Quickly, let's get out of our way. Our player of the game, we're going to give it to none other than the Clifton Clients Eagle, the 5'6" junior, Kaylin Baker, on the game, finished with 13 points. But really, her performance didn't really shine until the fourth quarter, where she had 7 points in that quarter alone. In fact, she had, at one point, the only points in that quarter was seven. And it was her who was able to get these Eagles over the hump, over the hill, over whatever you want to call it, over the ledge. They were able to break past the barrier and reclaim the lead, and once they did not look back. Frankfurt just really couldn't figure a way to get back into the game, and it was a lot of stumbling and fumbling, especially with turnovers. At one point, both these teams only had 9 turnovers, but since both teams having 9, Eagles only had 2 after that, and the Wildcats, well, they went on to have 11, and 10 of those all being from the fourth and final quarter alone. They had at one point where there was 6-7 straight, lost balls on the court for them that they turned the ball over on. And really, it was just unfortunate, as well as they had a player kind of go out to the side, Ashlyn Dollinghouse, maybe suffering but having a little bit of an injury. But she had an incredible second quarter where she knocked down 3 threes, but just really couldn't get anything going in that second half. And that was really for most of Frankfurt breaking down this game. It was 27-23 going in the half. It was 36-31 going into the first and final quarter. Frankfurt with the lead, but Frankfurt got outscored 18-2 in the final quarter, and that's pretty much the big number right there, is being held just to 2 points the entire quarter. And you got to credit there, Clifton Clyde, the adjustment to being able to do that. And another thing on this game, again, I gave that credit to the player of the game, to Kaylin Baker, at 13 points in this game. Stephanie Wirtz, she still had 8. She averaged 26.1. points per game, but today Frankfurt, they held her to single digits. So that's an incredible accomplishment that they were able to make, but unfortunately the rest of the team stepped up for the Eagles, and having Steinbrock with 10, Wunderlich with 4, Hammond with 8, Baker with 13, and Paige Joy with 6. As for the Frankfurt Wildcats, some final scores: Loizo 7, Dollinghouse 4, Haug 7, Southamer 10, and Everett 1. So that being said, we're going to send you back to the studio for about 6 to 7 minutes here. We'll be back for the boys game. Again, 2 ranked teams, the Clifton Clyde Eagle Boys, who are right now ranked number 10 under head coach Josh Scotchney, first year head coach, and Frankfurt Wildcat Boys, who are right now led by second year head coach Adam Schreiner, who are right now ranked number 9 in Class 1A, Division 1. So stay locked in and tuned for that one. The Clifton Clyde Eagles now move up to 7-1 on the year for the girls. For the Lady Wildcats, they drop to 4-4 and 1-2 in the league, with 2 more games upcoming before the TVL tournament. And as for the Clifton Clyde Eagles, they only have 1 more game before the tournament in the Blue Valley Randolph Rams. We'll be back in about 6 to 7 minutes. Stay locked in here to 92.1 KMZA.
This has been High School Basketball on Kansaland Radio.